The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Maseches Bechiris, Taflamites Amad Aleph, discusses an interesting shaila. Boy, Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami. Rabbi Chadvoy Bar Ami asks the shaila, Yesh mechusar eber mi bifnim, ha'ei mechusar eber mi bifnim. Is there a din mum if the animal is missing an organ inside the animal, something that's not evident from the outside, or not? So the Gemara declares, what is this shaila negayatu? E libechor, if it's a shaila of the Kedushas Bechor being Chal, Piseacha Iverksif. It's only a mum on the outside that stops the Kedushas Bechor from being Chal. Ile Kachim, if it's Negeta Kachim, Iveris Oishaberksif, that, if it's in that, Hektish won't be Chal, the Torah says if it's Iveris Oishaber, lame or broken, blind or lame. And, that's also on the outside. Lishchute, Lifruke, you already have a Kedushas korban to shacht it or to be paid it. Lo'i baylan, I don't have a shayla. Rashi says, why? Because an inner chisarayin would certainly not be enough of a mum to stop that. So what is the shayla for? Kimi baylan le'if sule. The shayla is that you already, that in a korban, if there's a mum, of course you can't be makir for the korban. So shayla is, would a mechusar aver be considered a problem of a mum to passel a korban for hakrava? So what's the study ashayla? The Gemara explains, because the Torah says tamim yigya l'ratzin, that the korban has to be tamim, has to be complete. Tamim im chisarin lo, so it's complete, go through the whole animal. And if it's even as a chisarin inside, it's a problem. Or maybe we darshan tamim yigya, and the pasuk then says tamim yigya l'ratzin, called mum. So we see that the mum is sort of hookish to the inyan of tamim. So ma mum may avroi, just like a mum is external of chisaron, so to the chisaron that would pass to the korban is may avroi. So this is the shaila of Rabbi Chadvoy. If a mechusar aver, an animal that's missing an organ, an inner organ, would be a psul for the korban. The Brizgarov points out, you see that this inyan of Tamiya, the din of Mum, is not shaykh to the regular parsha of Mum that would, let's say, like we said, like would cause the Kedusha of Bechor not to be really chal, fully chal, or that you wouldn't be able to makdish a korban, with the full Kedusha, if it already was a Baal Mum, like was earlier in the Masechta. So it is a special din of something that's not Tamim. So for example, if somebody is makdish Silas, that's wormy, and over there also it's a chasarin and tamim, and there'd be an inyan of malchus to be makdish something that's not tamim, and that would apply here as well, even though it's not fully a mum, but it's still the lack of tamim is a separate inyan that would passel the korban. So the Gemara brings some brises to help resolve the shaila, and basically the Gemara is proposing that it's a machlekes tanayim. The first brisa says, Tashma, v'eshtei akloyos. The Torah says by the korban that it has two kidneys. So that implies, v'lo bal kolya achas, v'lo bal shalosh kolyos. That it doesn't have one kidney, or three kidneys. That's brisa number one. The Tanya idoch, the second brisa says, yasireno, you remove the individual kidney by the korban. So that's lashon yochid. The rabbis bal kol ya'achas to tell me that if it has one kidney, then it's okay. So we seem to have a machlokes of brisos, whether an animal with one kidney is good or not. So Gemara says that for this machlokes to be relevant to our shaila of mechusar aver, we have to say, sevrua de kule alma ein beria ba'achas. We have to say that the animal is not born that we're talking about, where the animal wasn't born with just one kidney, but rather the animal was born, the animal's never born with one kidney. That's the way Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, that the animal can never be born with one kidney, and therefore we are always, both Rishis are talking about where it was born with two kidneys, and it lost one kidney. So one Rishis holds that it's a problem, one Rishis holds that it's not a problem, which would be Mamash HaMachlekes in the Shaila of Rabbi Chavoy Barami, whether Mechusrei Yomi Bifnim is a problem or not. The Rishis that says that one is no good holds that it's a problem, and the Brisa that says that one is good holds that it's not a problem. So Gemara then later has other studim that the Machlekes is in other things. But this inyan, that if the animal is born with one kulya, that according to what Rashi, and certainly if you look in Rabbeinu Gershom, they're clearly learning that the tzir of the Gemara of the Shaila of Rabbi Chavoy is when it started with two and ended up with one. But if you have this thing, that like the Gemara says, that you bury a ba'achas, that it was created with one, so then everybody would hold that it's not a problem. Everybody would hold that that's not a psul. Because that's where the animal naturally was created, with one kidney. And that would not be called a chisaron. A chisaron is when you start with two and you go down to one. So there are a few aris on this. First of all, the Achrayim ask that, it's an obvious question, so you're telling me that if the animal is born with one chulya, so it's considered okay, because that's its beria, that's the way it's bria, that's the way it's created. But the Braisa said, and didn't seem to be even a machlekes on this point, that if the animal is born with three chulyos, with three kidneys, so then it would be a problem. If the animal is born with three kidneys, that it would be also a mum to pasul the korban. Now, one second. If the animal is born with three kidneys, I mean, it has to be born. With three kidneys, it has to be born. It didn't grow the kidney later. So there, it must be that it's born with three kidneys, and you're telling me it's a problem. So how come when the animal is born with one kidney, we say it's okay, because that's its bria, that's the way it was made. But when the animal is born with three kidneys, so then, it's a problem. What's the difference? If that's the way it was naturally born, there was no chesaron done to it, so why over there is it a problem? This is the Gevaldika Ha'ara that the Achrayim ask on this Gemara. So to answer this Kasha, we have to be makdim the Hesber. Why is an animal with three kidneys, what is the problem with an extra kidney? So that we know that this is based on the Klal. The Kol HaYeser K'Notal Dami. The Gemara Chulin tells us that when you have an extra aver or extra limb, extra organ, so it's, the extra is not something that's a mila or something that doesn't make a difference, but rather it's the opposite. It's a negative thing. Kol HaYeser K'Notal Dami. When it's extra, it's taken away. So what is the Hesver in Kol HaYeser K'Notal? So in Chulin Daf Nun Chesam Adbeis, so Rashi and the Ramban have a machlekes, what's the getter of the din of Yeser K'Notal? Rashi says, the chol Yeser have k'choser aver k'negdoi. So whatever is extra, we look at it like not only is it like it's not here, but it subtracts equivalent aver corresponding to it. So if there's three, then we look at it like you're down to one. And the Ramban says, the Yeser nechshav k'notal, im ha'mokoyim shehu dovuk bai, that the extra is we look at it like it's cut away with the place that it's joined to. The Rashba says, it adds to that, ke'ilu yesh nekef sham, as though there's a hole there. So let's start with the Ramban. We ask the Kasha that when the animal is born with one chulya, so then the animal is considered okay because that's its bria, that's how it's created. But yet, when the animal is born with three, we're saying that that's not considered a problem. It's a mum. So we ask, what's the difference? So according to the Ramban, so it's a shayla. How to learn in the Ramban? Some learn in the Ramban that it's taka. This is taka very taka kasha, because we'll look at it like we cut away the third one. Fine, like the third one's missing and it's not there. So fine. So it's like you're born with the two. So if you take away, so if the second one it was next to the third one, if they were adjacent, Then you could say that it's like the third one missing, cut away from the second and from the other kliya. But if they are in independent places, so then why should it bother us if that one's gone? I still have to. But the many chachamim learn the Ramban that we look at it, Avnei Nezer, others, that we look at it like it's mamash cut away. That's like somebody, like we don't look at it like it was born with three, like a beria, but the Ramban actually learns that we look at the extra one like it was cut away biyad adam, like it was removed. So the fizeh, then it would come out that the Ramban is even better. The sugya works out, so that our sugya is a shtickle riot to the Ramban, that the reason why three is no good is because three is not considered like a beria. Three is considered like it was cut away, like the third one was cut away, like it was there and cut away biyad adam, and that's a chaser, that's an emes a chaser, and that's a real mum bifnim. And it would be a problem. If you hold, the chesaron erumi bifnim is a problem. But according to Rashi, the kasha would seem to be stronger. So because according to Rashi, what's the cheshbon? The animal has three kulyos. Okay, so now we say that the yeser is like it's gone, and it takes another chulya with it. So I'm left with one chulya. But all that was beria, it was born that way. So I'm back to one being born with one chulya. So what's the difference in the case if I had three and I end up with one, or if I start off with one? Either way, it all ends up being just one natural chulya. So the Rebbe Yashiv and other achayim, they answer, it's not exactly how they say it, but this is a very geshmaka way to explain it. They explain the following. What is the biology? What is the inyan, the nature of an animal that has three chulyas? How do you understand the geder adavar of an animal that has three chulyas? So let's say that the chulyas have to achieve 100% of whatever, of the function that the kidneys do, the purifying, whatever the kidneys do. So in a normal person, animal, there's two kidneys. Each kidney does 50% of what needs to be done. So what happens when I have three kidneys? Do I now have 150%? I have a spare tire, so to speak, an extra filter that's doing more, and now I'm in better shape? So says the, no, that is not what's happening over here. What's happening over here is that the 100% function that the two kidneys would normally do is now separated out and being achieved by the three kidneys. So instead of each kidney doing 50%, each kidney is doing 33%, so to speak. And together, the three kidneys would technically do the job of the two kidneys. So now what happens when I say yes or kinotl? So now I'm taking away two of the kidneys. So I'm taking away 66% of my kidney in halacha, we look at it like 66% of the kidney function is missing. So I'm left with only one kidney that's only doing 33%, which is a chesaron, which is less than it ought to be doing. So now I have a shiloh that I'm missing my normal kidney function, and that would be the shiloh of, that would be the psul. When the animal is born with one kidney, so then that one kidney does the 100% function, because one is born with what one has in kidneys that we assume is doing the job altogether, what needs to be done. So the chiddush here is that if a person is born with one kidney, or an animal, that one kidney is doing 100% of the job. So it's mamish not doim at all. The case of one kidney, you have the full thing that you need. So that's the beria. It's born that way. It's bria. It's supposed to be this way. Everything is besay there. When you're born with three kidneys, and according to Rashi, Yeser Kenotel, we take away two, you're only left with one that's doing only 33%. And therefore, you have much less of a mila of the kidney, and therefore you have a shayla of being a chisarain or being a mum. This is the Gevaldik Pshat Lefi Rashi. The Riskarav go a little bit like this. He says that you see that from this whole Gemara, that just being born with something is not itself necessarily an inyan of Bria. Bria means it's born in a way that it functions fully in the proper fashion. But if you could have a situation where an animal is born with certain things, and because it's not functioning properly in this way, so that is a chesaron even though it's born this way. That's a similar concept of what we're saying. So that's one har on the Gemara. The other har over here is on the Shittas HaRambam. So we've been understanding the Gemara the whole time, that's Kipshutoi, that if the animal is born with one Chulya, it's naturally that way from the beginning, so that would not be a Shaila of a Mum, that would not be a Shaila of a Psul. So the Rambam, over in the Halachas of the Mumim over here, in Hilchas Yisurei, Mizbeach, Perak Beis Al Achiyat Aleph, the Rambam says, Nishchat v'nimtzeh streifa, hareze seitze the beis ha-streifa. Im nimtzeh eber me'averia p'nimiyin chaser, if one of the inner organs are missing, ava pisha ein a treifa, even if it's not a treifa, kegayin, for example, she nimtzeh spechulya achas, the animal is found with one kidney, or she nita latichol, or it's missing the spleen, hareze asura l'mizbeach v'tisarif. Lo'im ipnei she ibalas mum, as our Gemara says, it's not really a mum, She'ein chisaron shebifnim mum, el v'pnei, she'ein makrivin a chaser klal. You're not makriv a chaser, as it says, she'nemar tmimim, yiyu lachem. Shaila the Rambam brings a different pasuk than the Gemara. They say, Kalim, they talk about that. V'chol ha'yeser k'chaser, l'fiach yimnim to the gimel klayas, ashnei t'chulim psula. So Rambam is saying, without any differentiation, that a chulya achas is always considered a psul. So now, if we're going to learn that if it's born that way, it's not a psul, so then the Rambam should make it should say a difference. He should say if the animal is born with one chulya, was that way from the beginning, it's not a psul. But if the animal started with two and ended up with one, it's a psul. The Rambam makes no chiluk. He just says straight out, no matter what, if there's one chulya, it's a problem. So that would seem to say, like the side of the Gemara, that kuleyama holds. That is never born with one. That, like with the original tzad in the Gemara, that all the brises hold, the animal is never born, the chatzchila, with just one chulya. It always starts out with two, goes down to one, and then we have a machlekes, if that's considered a chisaron or not. So that would be what the Rambam sounds like over here in Yisrael Mizbeach, because he's not making any chilek between whether it started off that way or ended that way, or later it happened. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, the Rambam says different. The Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, in the Perek Halacha Chaf Hei, the Rambam says, "Behema shenitlo ha'im shala, shenitlo hakloyos harezim mataras. Afirchim nivreis bechuya achas oy mishalosh mataras." So there in Hilchas Treifas, the Rambam says that because we know that that these cases of Chisrainus Bifnim are not necessarily considered treif, even though they're apostle for the Mizbeach. As a matter of fact, the Rif Kufa learns the Halacha, that the Chulya Achas is kosher, and not treif, that since it gets apostle for Kachim, so these cases of Chisrainus in the Chulyais are okay for Hilchas Treifas. So what the Rambam's clearly saying that there's a case of Nivreis Bechulya Achas. So you see the Rambam holds, it is possible with Matthias to have an animal born with one chulya. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Rambam speak out in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach that in that case it would be okay, like Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom are saying? This kasha is asked by the Kresi Uplesi, Yordea Simin Mem Dalet. So the Mefarshim answer that the Yadavin here, a lot of other Chayim, that we have to say that the Rambam did not understand the sugya the same way like Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom understood the sugya. They understand the sugya when the Gemara says that kulei alma ein beria ba'achas, that side of the Gemara is that the animal is never born. Rashi says ein beria nivreis b'chulya achas, it's never created with one chulya. So the Rambam did not learn that way. Avada, the Rambam knew from however he knew or he held that an animal could be born with one chulya. So what's the shaila over here? The shaila is that what happens when it has one chulya? Is it the pshat, like we said before, that one chulya will do 100% function? The one chulya is the way that sometimes an animal is created with one kidney, and that one kidney functions like a 100% full kidney. So that, if he's there, that's mamash inyan avaria, and it's okay, it's not absolute at all. Or we could say that just like we said by the three kidneys, that each one does 33%, even though it's born that way, and we see that it's shaykh to be a beria, to be born a certain way, and yet still have problems and be considered like, In that case, you're only left with 33%, halachically. So too, we could say when it has one chulya, we could say that that one chulya is doing only 50%. It's not doing, and you're ending up not having the 100% function of the kidney. The animal is taka missing a kidney. And you don't say that it's 100%. So that's the shayla of the Gemara. So when the Gemara said, the kuli alma ain't beria ba'achas, the Gemara means to say that kuli alma, that if the animal is created with one kidney, that one kidney doesn't function fully. And now you're talking the shayla, is it chesaram b'fnim a shayla or not? Even though it has one kidney. So that would be how the Rambam learns. So Amela, it is shayach with mitzias, like he says in Hilcha Shechita, to have one choya. But that doesn't affect the in Yisrael Mizbeach, the din, that one chulya, even if it's born that way, the way the Rambam paskins the maskana, that one chulya would be considered up chasarim bifnim and would not be considered like it's doing 100% function. So it comes out a very big machlekes, the Rashi and the Rambam. What happens in the case of one chulya when it's born that way? According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, that one chulya would be the animal would be kosher, it wouldn't be puzzled for a mizbeach, for a korban, if born that way, and according to the Rambam, it would be puzzled.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.